She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Well, hello there. Now, listen, you always are hearing me talk about naturopathic medicine because I am so darn passionate about it. And I'm so thrilled to have a lovely naturopathic doctor as a guest for this first segment here. And she does something that I feel so passionate about that I actually teach and encourage folks to do. But I pretty much, I don't know. I'm just glad she's here because I would revert to her for sure for this information. But as you know, one of our principles as comprehensive naturopathic care is prevention is the cure. And I always talk about people having first aid kits available at home so you can prevent further injury or damage if something happens. And I have the lovely Dr. Carrie Brown. She's a naturopathic doctor. She's been pioneering natural first aid and health independence since 1986. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, and I appreciate being here.
Yeah, so I want to get right into it because I think having first aid kits, no matter what, I mean, spring season of allergies is upon us, whether there's cuts, bruises, scrapes, whether there is all of a sudden a little food poisoning. I mean, there are so many things that we could have in a kit, right, that could mitigate further, really kind of nip it in the bud, if we could say, and mitigate further illnesses. And so you know all about this. I've read about your work. I'm so excited for you to be here. Tell the listeners, like, what is a natural first aid kit?
Well, I want to start back with a little bit, go back for a second, because what I found is that people had a book at home and no remedies, or had a book and didn't really know how to use what was there. And my whole goal in teaching this was to put it together so that you had a book, you had remedies, and that it was extremely user-friendly.
Wow.
Because I find making kits or anything that we do as naturopathic doctors, the more friendly we can make it, the more people will actually use it.
Yeah, that's a triple threat. You've got a book, the remedies, and then an easy, sort of user-friendly, this is how it happens.
Yeah. Because you've got to know, as soon as it happens, you've got to know what to do. Because if you don't kind of do your studying and prepare ahead of time a little bit, at least have the remedies at home, and then know what to do when an accident happens, you know, you get kind of chaotic of where you're supposed to go.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we look at a natural remedy kit, as what you just said, when we have allergies or we have cuts or bruises or burns or food poisoning, all of those are a slightly different remedy of what you would maybe use in a kit and what you might focus in a kit. If we are looking at, say, natural first aid kits, we kind of want to hone it down for people so that they can choose those 3 to 5 remedies that they would have right at hand, right at home.
Right.
Great. Versus, say, we're traveling, we're doing a world travel kit, where we might want to have bigger, you know, bigger things in a remedy kit.
Right. So you use, I mean, so I want to know about the remedies in the kit, because I know that people can actually, these kits, you actually have a site, naturalhealingkits.com, where people can actually access these kits. But what type of remedies are in the kits, and what are the best remedies for some of the kind of common things that folks will experience at home?
Well, the kit company that I have, we actually have 4 kits in it. We have a snake bite and venomous insect and rattlesnake snake bite kit, so that's a different kind. We have a small pocket carrying kit so that you can carry with you wherever you go, or 2 large-scale kits, one that would take you on the Grand Canyon and treat all your accidents there, or an animal kit also.
So a kit actually for animals?
A kit for animals.
Nice. Oh, that's
great.
A kit for animals, because
well, we realize that we can use a lot of the same medicine on animals as we can on people. And, for example, my cat, Jethro, they just got in a big fight with another cat that came through the woods, and its face is torn up. So he's been on a couple of the remedies that I'll talk about right now, if we can. You know, I treat both the cats and the dogs and the horses.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, I always joke that I think my dog eats better than I do. I mean, and I eat pretty darn good, but so I think this go ahead.
So I'm sorry, they get more massages than we do.
That's for sure.
General,
oh my gosh.
A lot more.
That's a great
work,
point.
You know, on this
that is such a great
aspect.
point. And they do down dog every single day. They do a yoga pose every single day, probably more than we do too, huh?
Yeah, most of the time, every time they get up. Like, you never see your cat get up without stretching first.
Right.
So, you know, they've already kind of, they know what to do. You know, and and I've known a dog who's had, like, pancreatitis, and the dog ended up in the stream. So right there, he's using hydrotherapy, you know, to treat himself. Wow. And that's just one of the small things. It's not in a kit, but anybody who has a sprain or strain, you can always use contrast hydrotherapy as one of your least invasive methods of working. So that's like 3 minutes of hot water and 30 seconds of cold water, doing it three times, either with wraps or in the shower or with water, ending with the cold, will really decrease the inflammation and increase the circulation within an area. So that's just a little thing we can do. Another thing, it's not really in the kit, but for people to know what to do, which you can buy at the store real easy, is castor oil. And you can make a castor oil pack. We usually use it sometimes for increasing diarrhea or, increasing our digestive system. But topically, castor oil is an amazing anti-inflammatory. So you can use it in wraps. So say you just had a total knee replacement after the surgery is okay, or the surgical incision, you can do wraps of castor oil around a leg. I have a lot of people with arthritis of the hands or sprain of a wrist who will just stick their hand in castor oil at night and stick it in a glove and have them sleep with that on for helping with either the sprain or the strain that can occur.
Very nice. Yeah.
So there's a lot of different things one can do in regards to short, water therapies, but in a kit of what you could have at home, as your question was back when, is like, what is in a small kit that you would carry? And we focus on accidents and injuries in a small kit. The primary ones that we're going to use that most people know about if they use homeopathy is arnica. And my kids actually, we use a lot of homeopathy in emergency medicine because it can work so fast and so efficiently in acute trauma. But arnica we would use for traumas, sprains, strains, blows, concussions. A nice way to maybe say this is a little scenario. I had a friend who fell off two flights of scaffolding.
Okay.
And sprained his leg, broke his leg. So what do you use for that? You know, he's on a job site. So we used arnica, Montana homeopathic remedy at a 30C for all the blows and sprains that happened. It helps absorb blood back into the tissue and helps with any kind of concussion or shock symptom that occurred.
Nice.
Another remedy that we used in that scenario, which is in a kit, is Ruta, and that's R-U-T-A. That's a homeopathic remedy. And we use Ruta for any kind of bone damage, bone bruises, damage to the periosteum or the live covering along a bone. So from a bone break to falling over the coffee table, and hitting your
Right. I need about 10 of these. I'm going to order up. As soon as we get off the air, I'm going to order about 10 of these kits. I got to tell you. I'm kidding you.
I have one in my car, one in my purse, one in my medical bag. They're with me everywhere I go.
That's
I go skiing somewhere, I take arnica and hypericum with me, or Ruta. Another remedy I just mentioned was hypericum, which is a really important remedy to have at home. And that's another homeopathic remedy. And it's for damage.
All right, we have 60 seconds left, and I want people to understand, because we could go through these remedies, and I want you back on because we have so much more to talk about. But to have the listeners know that your stuff, you have the triple threat, meaning you've got a book or an instruction sheet, right? You've got the remedies in the kit, and then you also have user friendly, boom, right there. They know what to do immediately when something happens, and it's naturalhealthkits.com. Or you can find Dr. Carrie at drcarriebrown.com. And I'm serious, we're going to have you back because there's way too much to talk about. These segments are so short, but thank you so much for being here. Folks, you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter at yourradiomd.com. This is Dr. Holly Lucille on Mindful Medicine. Stay tuned.